actually didn't realise that it had come up before. As I say, I was only on the council since 14, but I have come across some documentation where a previous councillor, I think it was in 2008, had brought this up as well. And he had brought it up on the basis of the increase in atheism in the county. And I suppose I was bringing it up on a kind of, not just on atheism, but on the fact that with the statistics that we have, you've seen the census of 2016, and we realise of the increase in the number of other religions and the decrease in Catholicism in the county and the country.
And it's about choice too, but we're not building new graveyards of any type, it seems, either.
No, we're not, and haven't been. The council have a budget, a small budget, to look after old graveyards that were in use and finished off. But it's time now to look at purchasing council-owned graveyards within the county, and I think it should be in each of the municipal districts. Mixed marriages are one thing, people coming into the country as well, refugees, not what, you know, where are we going to deal with this problem? And I say this is over 10 years, this was brought up now. So, I mean, 10 years on, we're still no better off, and I think it's time to look at this and be realistic about the situation.
And the demographic of the country is changing the whole time, so it is future planning really we're looking at here as much as dealing with more imminent deaths.
Absolutely, that's what it's about. I mean, as I say, 10 years ago we thought this was pretty crazy. 10 years on, it's not. It's a real fact of life, and it's something that's changing.